Why on earth would the Anubis Prince request me personally? I'm just a maid. It's not like I will be of any use to him. I'm so nervous. To be summoned to his chambers as well at night? Is something wrong with our dear prince? Oh, how I let my thoughts run away from me. Be still, my beating heart. We can get through this.
It is the maid you personally requested, asking for permission to enter.
Thank you, kind prince. How may I be of service to you this late evening? Why, of course. Whatever occurs between these walls will remain with us. Another soul shall never hear of it. My loyalty remains to you and your family alone. I understand. I am sorry these ailments pester you, although I do not see how I will be of help. On the table, I see an array of tools. I believe I am starting to understand, dear prince. Although I would never object to an order, your majesty, I feel I am ill-experienced to offer such aid to you. My hands, they are still, yes. How observant of you and kind with your words. Yes, I have had steady hands since a child. It is how I'm able to serve so well, I believe. If the earache is due to pressure, then I might be of use after all. I will try my best to relieve your pain. If I may, I would like to start with this sponge and warm water. If your ear canals are congested, then I'll at least be able to relieve the pressure this way. The warmth and the steam should work together in combination to loosen up the earwax you may have. Where would you like me to perform this? Yes, your lounge chair is an excellent choice, dear prince. I will lean over you if that is acceptable. I pray it is not too hot. I wish not to hurt you. You appear in enough discomfort as is. If I may inquire, how long have your symptoms persisted? Oh dear. I apologize for you to have to go through this. Were the healers of no use? I am sure they tried their best, but some things need to be tackled at the source, instead of placing blind faith in elixirs. I hope my efforts aren't in vain, and you can get some much-needed rest. Sorry, it is not my place to point out. Speak freely? Thank you, kind prince. I fear from the look in your eyes, you have been restless for a few days now. I wish not to get anyone in trouble, but rumors were being passed between the maids that you were having issues of an unknown origin. I must say, I am slightly relieved to hear that it is at least a curable ailment. I am confident that this will not last. Sorry for the drops off the sponge. There is a towel that I will utilize later, but I am afraid I have to request you bear with me while I make a slight wet mess. I understand. It is not a pleasant sensation on your ears. Wet fur is definitely not something I wish to impose on you. Now to sponge the other side, your majesty. I am sorry for leaning over you. I know this is not practical, so you must forgive me. Is the temperature of the water still agreeable? I am able to warm it by the fire again if necessary. I can start it without complaint, I assure you. Being a maid is more than just simply refreshing your bedding. I would like to think that I am skilled and capable in most areas. I was, however, worried before I entered your chamber of what help I could be, but I never realized your observation of my hands. It's rare for anyone to take notice. I suppose nothing gets past your keen eyes, dear prince. That is why you are such an asset to your father's court, after all. You must take pride in your skills. We are almost done with the sponging stage. Next, I will use the cotton to see if I can remove any debris from your ears. I am afraid I will not be able to dry your ears until the end of this therapy. If I may ask, how long do you require me for this evening? I imagine this will take some time, but if you have important work tomorrow, I wish not to interrupt your evening any further. I understand. Then you have my full cooperation for tonight. This is the tool that I will use next, all right? It is cotton on the end of a fine stick. Please do tell me if it makes you uncomfortable, or there are any issues. Is that agreeable? You find it soothing. I am glad. Did the pressure change at all in your ears while I did the steaming? If I am able to take anything that obstructs your eardrums, I believe it might give you further relief. There is some earwax coming out, which is a good sign that relief will come sooner than I imagined. I will wipe it on this sheet for now. Please, do not feel embarrassed. I want to reassure you that it is completely normal. Humans as well face these issues. You are yawning. I suppose the personal attention can be quite soothing. Please, enjoy it to your heart's content. I am just glad I could have been some use to you after all. Just a bit more. I will stop when there's nothing more that I can get out with the tool. Now, I will work on the other side. My apologies. My back is strained a little from this position. I sit on top of you? Dear Prince, are you sure? I would never question your authority, nor integrity. I wish not to make you feel uncomfortable within your own chambers. I understand. Easier and less strain. Thank you, kind person.